It's Mike and Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Here we are together again, November 4th, 2020. Can you do me a little favor, Will?
What's that?
Can you just look at the camera really quick and show? No, look again. You got those weird things on your eyes. I know it was a rough night if you have those weird things on your
eyes. Eye patches.
Up late?
They depuff. Yeah, I went to bed at 1 a.m.
Oh, so you were watching last night. You were in it. Oh, no.
I know. My dad came over to stay with Maggie and Miles at 6:15.
Yeah.
And then my mom, Dan, and I went to a small gathering of literally like five adults, all sitting around watching on a big screen TV. And we left there at like 10:30.
What were you watching?
The election. And then we went back to my house, and at 11 o'clock, Dan and I and Maggie, my 9-year-old, was still up.
Oh, God.
Started stressing potato chips.
Oh, did you stress eat and drank?
Yeah.
Why were you stress eating?
I was just
unhappy with everything?
Stressed, yeah. And then Dan left at 11. I went upstairs, put Maggie to bed, and then I went back downstairs and watched until 1 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't
and watch. We still don't know.
We don't know. Although I did watch the Trump acceptance speech this morning.
I can't do anything because we're on camera.
No, I mean I mean, I know that was weird because I have the audio and we'll go over it all in the news later. What bothers me, and this isn't picking a side here or anything. This is just my feeling on the acceptance speech that shouldn't have been taken yet. It's like, you know, when you're going over the numbers and you're saying, oh, I'm looking at North Carolina and this many percentage of the votes are in and we're ahead and they can't catch us. They can't catch us. Then that's creating more divide. And this is what's killing me about this particular presidency. Whether Donald Trump wins or Joe Biden wins, I'm sorry. Like, if you think your lives are going to change all that much, they're really not. I know mine isn't. I'm not relying on any old white man to...
morning about, like, you know, whether your candidate wins or loses. I'll reflect on it later, but I do want to give an update because this literally just came across the news desk.
Oh, well.
Do we have the breaking news?
I can get it for you. Something about your breaking news that I like. We'll be fine at the end of the day, no matter what happens. But I'll tell you what, man.
I never thought I liked those weighted blankets, but now I really want a weighted blanket to weight me down to the bottom of the ocean.
You know, is a great weighted blanket.
What's that?
Lisa mattress.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me one. I think they owe me a blanket and a pillow.
Just get a blanket and a pillow for that. Wet ass.
Okay, do we have a breaking news then? Oh, here we go.
There you go.
This
you go,
just
buddy.
In. 3 minutes ago from the Associated Press. Okay, now you know you need 270 electoral votes to win.
Yes.
270 electoral votes to win. Biden right now leading as of 6:22 this morning.
Wow, that just came in, huh?
238 electoral votes to Trump's 213.
It's getting wild.
Yeah.
And then here comes the conspiracies.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's crazy.
That's what I don't have the energy for. Like, I have the energy, win or lose, my candidate, your candidate. I don't have the energy for, like, conspiracy theories are trying to take me down.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess...
Sorry, that's me sucking my coffee up.
No, obviously.
Starbucks doesn't do straws anymore.
Yeah, that's okay, though. That's good. That's a good thing.
I don't know. I drank too much last night. I ate fine until the potato chips.
I wanted to put up a poll this morning. Did you overeat or overdrink last night?
Yeah, the latter.
This.
I overdrank.
Overdrank.
But I have no regrets.
No regrets.
And I don't feel bad. I don't feel hungover. I probably didn't need that.
Says the woman with two gigantic, weird-looking eye patches under her eyes right now.
They just de-puff.
Okay. Yeah. You look good, man.
Thanks. I'm trying. Hey, woo-woo, looking great. Thanks, Dr. Dink.
Hey, woo-woo, looking great.
Yeah, it's really hard, man. It's really hard because I even felt it yesterday when I went and voted. I left the show a little bit early. You know, we finished up and then I just rolled right out of here because I wanted to get down there. And there was really no line. But, you know, on both sides of me, this is just such a divide. And people are literally talking to themselves mm-hmm. in line, promoting what it is that they want or what it is that they'd like to see. You know, like on one side, I'm hearing like Donald Trump's the most evil man in the entire world. And then the guy in front of me, he's like, well, and they're like talking to each other yeah. almost, you know, but mm-hmm. well, he did beat coronavirus in 5 minutes. It's like, he's not a superhero. It's like, he's okay. I just can't get into it anymore. I felt warm. I voted and then I went home and I think I laid in bed for the remainder of the day. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch a lot of TV. I turned it on here and there a little bit. I watched a little bit of documentaries, but my wife was downstairs reading and doing work. My child was reading. My other one was doing virtual school. And I laid in bed and nobody said anything to me about it. It's like, is that okay? It's like, I'm just laying in bed. I'm tired. You know, I'm tired. This thing has been exhausting. And I know it's exhausting on everybody. But I mean, I don't know. We come into work every day and we try to do the best possible job we can. And we try to make everybody happy, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, whether you're American, whether you're Pakistani, whether you're from Australia. It doesn't matter It doesn't matter to us. We'll just try to come on and do a decent job, make you smile, and move on. But it's just, this has been a hell of a year to be on the radio. And I don't know why yesterday was the day that I decided to lay in bed and sleep for about 5 hours straight.
I wanted to go away this weekend. Like, I just want to go somewhere and check into a hotel room and just lay in bed.
Yeah.
And just not do anything.
I would say do that. But if you're going to do that, leave your phone. Like,
yeah, that's true.
The other thing, man. You can go to Bora Bora, wherever that is. Mm-hmm. I know it's somewhere far. And honestly, you bring that stupid phone with you.
Yeah.
You're going to be connected.
Ba, 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 ba.
Anything else? So
that's
Biden's
it.
Winning?
Yeah.
I guess. Whatever. Who knows? We'll see.
The Electoral College votes, yes.
And he's...
Sorry. I think I'm still drunk.
There's a bottle of champagne in the fridge that we've been waiting to open from my birthday that mm-hmm. we haven't opened yet.
My mom last night, by the way, was absolutely adorable.
Why?
She showed up to this small gathering to watch the election.
Well, she's a very small person, so there's no other.
But, you know, she showed up and there's adults sitting around, and a couple people were familiar with my mom, but a couple other people were like, who's the lady in the corner with the neck brace? I'm like, what the hell?
You guys just brought her like she was mummified and you sat her in the corner.
But she had from, it was either from the Virginian Pilot or the New York Times, a paper foldout of the Electoral College and the vote, and she would go through and check off states. And
oh, she's sweet.
She had a little, it was adorable. I'll show you a picture.
It's kind of like the old guy that goes to the baseball game and keeps score still.
Yes,
in his program.
It was really, really sweet. So.
That is sweet. I'm glad you took her with you.
Me too, but she, you know, it's so funny. My mom is just, it's a whole nother story.
Well, what?
Look, there she is on the edge of the couch with her newspaper.
And her neck brace, look at her. Wow, she's awesome. Can you post that picture on our Instagram?
And this little dog sitting next to her. Yeah.
Oh, she's great.
She's funny.
We should call her today.
We should call her. So yesterday I called my mom to say, you know, like, hey, mommy, come over at 6 o'clock. You know, they're having people over starting at 7. And first thing she says to me, are there going to be any Trump supporters there? And I was like, I don't know. Just it's one for all all for one.
Yeah, she's got to stop that, though, too.
But
everybody's got to stop.
Then my mom goes, by the way, I'm not talking to you right now. And I was like,
oh, Jesus.
What? I'm very disappointed in your behavior. I was like, what the heck did I do? Like,
what did you do?
Literally oblivious. I was like, mommy, what did I do? Last Wednesday at Lambert's Point, what you said to me. I was like, what did I say to you?
Wow.
You told me it was none of my business. Long story short, we were talking about a friend of mine that was going through a divorce. And my mom asked a question. And I said, that's none of your business. I said, it's none of my business either. you don't talk to your mother like that. I was like, if you were this angry and you held on to this anger for the last 5 days, next time pick up the phone and call me.
Yeah.
I said, because I didn't think I did anything wrong. I basically told you it's none of your business.
Let's not let that linger at your age.
Yes. Seriously.
Right.
It was just fun. And then she got over it.
Yeah. Moms get mad at that little stuff, don't they?
Yeah.
That's none of your business, Mom.
I would never talk to my mother that way. Well, but you talk to me like I'm just
Yeah, I don't
funny.
Get it.
I don't get it.
You're the one that raised me, stupid.
Yeah, I mean, she asked a very personal question.
Right.
About somebody's very personal life.
Mm.
And, you know, I should have gone with the old Peggy saying, I'll forgive you for asking a personal question if you forgive me for not answering.
But you should have hit her with that. You
should
have
hit her
with
that.
Her own medicine.
But instead, I said, it's none of your business.
Yeah.
She was fired up.
Wow. Well, it is her business. She's your mom, obviously. She made it her business.
Mm. She's probably still awake right now. I bet she hasn't gone to sleep.
You want to try? Try when we come back.
Okay,
let's try when we
back.
Come back. Yeah, let's stay on time today. All right, so like Wu just said, breaking news. I guess Biden is taking the lead now. And we'll keep you updated all morning long. We're just talking. We're just hanging out with you.
The road to 270.
The road to 270.
224 for Biden, 213 for Trump.
And the road out of 2020.
Let's
all
go.
Right. We love you. It's Mike and Wu. Glad to be here with you today. No matter who you are, where you come from, peace and love.
Hear us all around the world on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, radio.com.
The radio.com app.
Radio.com. On Google Home. Alexa. Sonos. Online at pointradio.com.
You're about to be possessed by the sounds of
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Hey, good morning. Wake it up. We know it was a tough night, a long night. And we're not saying tough night in the sense of the election. It's just watching the election stuff and being up all kinds of late. Did you drink? Did you eat? Did you do both? Was it out of stress? Was it out of fun? So many questions.
I had a really healthy, like I started off good. I had a very healthy dinner. Roasted some butternut squash and some Brussels sprouts.
Famous last words. It started off good. And then when did it turn, Woo-woo?
It turned around 11 o'clock last night.
Whoa.
On the couch when I just, my daughter Maggie was up. She wanted to stay up and watch it. And I said, why not, kid? You're out of school.
Yeah, sure. Now's the time.
Maggie said, I really want some like salt and vinegar potato chips. I was like, well, we don't have salt and vinegar, but we have like kettle cooked, you know, plain.
Sure.
So she had those. And then I got my healthy chips from Costco, you know, like the ones with the flax seeds in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm eating those. I'm like, this is disgusting. Give me the salt. So
yeah.
I took her chips. Yeah, it was just, it was downhill. I was emotionally eating chips.
Drinking and eating. I meant to post that poll. What did you do more? Eat stress eat or stress drink?
Mm.
Let's call your mom. I know she's
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. My mom was up last night. She was stress eating.
Was she?
Peggy had two cookies.
She needs to put a little meat on them bones anyway.
She does.
Let's talk to her. See what time it is here. I know she's up.
Hello?
There you are. You're live on the radio. Hi, Peggy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Woo Woo's mom, Peggy. You surprisingly sound very, very awake for... What time is it even? 6:48 in the morning.
Well, I went to bed last night at 1:30, and I woke up at 6:14 a.m.
Mm.
By the way, let me just say this before you do anything. No cussing on this radio station, okay? Don't drop any bad words.
No, I won't.
All right. Well, you have. You have before.
Well.
You got us in a little bit of trouble. Cost Woo and I six total combined paychecks.
Hey, mommy, you know, as a former psychiatric nurse, and you were a registered nurse for over 50 years.
53
years to be exact. Regardless of who wins or who loses, if your candidate wins or your candidate loses, what is some advice that you can offer the listeners out there for their mental health? How do they stay on the right, you know, level?
The middle path.
I guess you have to be positive and keep an open mind and just hope that things will get better. That's all I can say.
No matter who wins, right?
Well,
Well, oh, boy.
Don't put me on the spot, Michael. Don't
no, I'm not. I'm just saying in general. I mean, no matter who wins, there's going to be work to do.
You have to be positive. You have to carry on. You have to pray that things will get better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy watching the election last night in a socially distanced party atmosphere?
Oh, I had a wonderful time. I really did. I really did.
That's your kind of party.
They were very nice. They were. I really had a great time. And one of the best things about the parties was the cookies that Woo Woo made.
Oh, Woo made nice cookies, I heard, yeah?
Yes, beautiful cookies.
That's good. That's good. And you ate them and they were edible?
I ate two of them. And she gave me five to take home.
Wow.
Spelled out people's names.
I understand.
Spelled out people's names.
I understand. What was it? What did it spell out? Butt Doctor and Woo Woo? With a big heart?
No, she had people's names.
Uh-huh.
They were round with, sour cream? Was it?
No, cream cheese. Cream cheese frosting.
Cream cheese frosting. And the ones on the end had circles and stars.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. That's great. So I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad we got you out of the house a little bit. I'm glad that your daughter thought about you and invited you to this little election get-together. She knew you would enjoy it. That's beautiful. And partly because your husband got to babysit the kids. That's another positive thing as well. Did you have any drinks,
Mr.
Peggy? Did you have a drink?
Mr. Excitement and I don't vote for the same people.
I know.
I don't want to be at Woo's and be with Mr. Excitement. I had to go with people who voted for my candidate.
I understand.
Like-minded people.
You know what's great about that? The fact that you and Mr. Excitement, you and your husband, disagree on stuff, and when you do disagree on stuff, you separate.
That's right.
Not permanently. You separate in a moment.
But if your candidate doesn't win, you cannot separate. The country has got to come together.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So no matter what happens at the end of the day, you and Mr. Excitement, although you do disagree, you and your husband, on presidential candidates, you will reunite like two ships in the night, just right back into each other, right?
I hope so.
I hope so. I hope so, too. I worry about this one. What if it stops working, that reuniting every 4 years? But I think that's a good thing. That's a good thing to learn, and you said it best. No matter what happens at the end of the day, whether it's the people you live with or the people that live next door to you, it's important that we stop creating all of this separation that seems to be happening. So that's a great message to take away from your phone call, Peggy.
Well, thank you. My sign is still in the front yard.
What, Wu-Tang for life?
No.
Is that the sign you put out in front?
No, my neighbor, Robin Coward, was able to get a sign for me, and it's in our front yard.
It's a very bold move for her to put that sign in her front yard, by the way.
Is it? Why? Because the neighbors would disagree?
We built this house in 1992, and that's the first political sign that has ever gone in our front yard.
Wow. Well, congrats. Congrats on that.
Yes, I said, how did you get Joe Young to let you put that sign in the yard? And I said, no ifs, ands, or buts. So I put the sign in our front yard.
And it's 2020. It's not like it's like 1940 where it's like, let me ask my husband if I can put this sign in the front yard.
Hang on, honey, will you hold this pot roast? Hang on.
Do you want to put this sign in the yard? Oh, no.
Well, Mommy, are you going to stay up now and watch the votes come in? And because we still, we don't have a winner.
Like I said, we have a digital clock because I can't sleep. But I did sleep good last night. I'm down in the flamingo room.
Oh.
And so I woke up at 6:14 by the digital clock. And I turned it to CNN.
The flamingo room, a.k.a. the room where all of your children were conceived.
No. It should be called the healing room. That's where, like, when she had her knees replaced, that's where she healed. When she had her neck surgery, that's where she healed.
The flamingo room. And she loves her flamingos. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. The bathroom, too, is decorated with flamingos. But it's tastefully done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course.
I grew up in Florida.
Everything you do, Peggy. Tastefully done.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope
me too. I know so.
Okay,
I know
Mommy.
So.
Well, we'll let you go back to your news.
All right, go back. Thank you for coming and joining us today and being so positive about everything.
Good, Mommy, I said hello to all your listeners, okay?
All right. We love you.
Bye-bye now. Take care.
All bye. Right. Go.
Bye-bye.
Wu-Tang.
Forever.
Wu-Tang forever.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Oh, that's sweet. Good. I'm glad she sounds like she's in good spirits today.
Yeah, she's
fantastic.
Good.
All right. Well, there you have it. Wu-Wu's mom, obviously a Biden supporter, and had a...
What was that?
My pen broke. Had a had a great time, and I'm glad you took her.
Yeah, hopefully I get points for that.
Yeah, well, you won't.
She won't yell at me for another week.
She'll soon forget. Don't worry. You guys will be fighting within the next, I don't know, I'd say 15 hours or so. Coming back, we got news. We have updates on the election and so much more. Keep it here. It's Mike and Wu, your local source for the 2020 election.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point. It's 94 seconds of news with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
You're all over the place over there, standing up, sitting down.
I know, stretching. I'm sorry.
All right, 7:14. Here's Woo Woo with the news.
Yeah, good morning and happy day after election. It is November 4th, Wednesday. 41 degrees currently at Town Point Park in downtown Norfolk. Going to be another beautiful sunshiny day, though. 69 degrees and sunny today for your forecast.
Sounds good.
Election results are slowly trickling in. The theme for this morning is hope, okay? Well, hope. While our current president, Donald Trump, declared a victory over Joe Biden at 2 o'clock this morning, the votes are still coming in.
We were getting ready for a big celebration. Yeah. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal. And we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good.
He made it sound like a sex party or something. We get outside. It's going to be crazy once we get out of there.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden tweeted, "Keep the faith, guys. We're going to win this. It's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare the winner of this election. It is the voters' place." Joe Biden is leading in Arizona. He is flipping that state blue. That's the first time that has happened since 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Also this morning, you need 270 electoral votes to win. Biden leads with 238. Trump leads with 213. We did just hear from President Donald Trump at 2 o'clock this morning. So now let's hear from Joe Biden.
Unprecedented early vote and a mail-in vote. That's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient. Until we, the hard work of tallying the votes is finished, every ballot is counted.
What the hell is going on here? You guys didn't tell me we were in the middle of a damn intersection for this speech. What was the horns coming from?
He always does like drive-ins. So we're still
what's
counting.
What's going on around here?
It's crazy. 270 electoral votes to win as of this morning. Biden leading with 238. Trump with 213 locally in our local elections.
Yeah, what's going on?
Elaine Loria leads Scott Taylor in the 2nd Congressional District race. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer leads challenger Jody Wagner 52% to 44%. It's a difference of about 17,000 votes. They've got 99% of locations reporting, so we'll see what happens there.
Okay.
In Portsmouth, Shannon Glover leads Danny Meeks in the race for mayor, and the city of Norfolk moved proposed casinos. That's all I could fit on this page. That's
good.
It.
That's enough. That's enough news.
That's all I have.
That's enough news for the day.
That's fine.
What more do we need? That was perfect. Hey, you want to play our game coming up here? Can you be Mike and Woo? What are you feeling? Are you feeling a game today? Or?
Not really, but I'll do it if you want.
Oh, we don't have to. I mean, we don't have to. We can just keep on doing what we do.
I need to pump my stomach or something.
Why? You bloated?
I'm just...
I mean, literally, you've come to work today... bloated, wearing, you probably wore that to bed.
No, I didn't. I woke up this morning and showered.
Oh, okay. And then you put these giant things under your eyes because your eyes are puffy.
Mm-hmm.
You look great. I mean, you really, you just, at least you're owning it.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, listen, I want you to go out, take a deep breath. We'll reconvene and then we'll decide what we're going to do next. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
I was about ready to go into the game and Woo Woo hits me with a little radio DJ and says, oh, I'm going to grab you a Shawn Mendes fact really quick. Give me that Shawn Mendes fact.
Oh, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello introduced their adorable new puppy, Tarzan.
Oh, wow.
They just adopted an adorable little puppy. His name is Tarzan. They adopted him yesterday, shared the picture last night.
Who do you think is going to get the puppy when they break up?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Probably her.
Yeah, I would say her. Yeah, I would say her. Is that the facts?
The cute dog.
Okay.
It's the most famous game show on The Point. Time to play. Can you beat Mike and Woo Woo on 94.9 The Point?
You got your pen and your paper. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Because today you're going against Norma from Suffolk. Hi, Norma. Welcome to Can You Beat Mike and Woo?
Norma.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Okay, we are playing for a Crocs gift card,
mm-hmm.
and today there will be a theme, okay?
I can't wait to find out what it is.
Well, the theme has to do with a guy who was running for president mm-hmm. of the United States, actually voted for himself, but nobody else voted for him in the entire world. Ladies and gentlemen, today's theme is Kanye West.
Good theme.
Thank you. Kanye West. Because there's a lot of, say what you want about Kanye. It's a lot of fascinating things about him.
Okay.
Fascinating. And I have them all right here in front of me. And those will be your questions today. Kanye West themed.
I like
Can You Beat Mike and Woo?
Let's do it.
Norma, are you ready?
I sure am.
Okay. Question number one. What is Kanye West's net worth? Remember, give Woo Woo a second to answer. Is it $700 million, $900 million, or $1.3 billion? Kanye West's net worth.
Yeezy!
Did you say Yeezy or
Yeezy?
Easy. Which
Yeezy.
One?
Yeezy. Yeezy.
Yeezy. What is it? What is it, Norma? What do you think?
1.3
billion? That's correct. Woo woo.
I said 700 million.
No.
1.3 billion?
$1.3 billion. God, we're all doing something so wrong with this incarnation, aren't we? Okay.
I want to cry.
Yes. Yeah, me too. Actually, I usually don't get overly emotional about these sort of things, but. All right, after the success of his big album, The College Dropout, Kanye West rewarded himself with what? His own private island? A velvet self-portrait? Or an 18th century aquarium? One of those three things. He might have all those things, but he rewarded himself with after the album College Dropout. His own island, a velvet portrait of himself, or an 18th century aquarium.
Okay, I have my answer.
Who's locked up, locked in? What do you think, Norma?
I'll say the island.
The island is incorrect. Ooh, what'd you say?
I said the aquarium.
And inside that aquarium, 30 koi fish.
Wow.
Third question. This could be the deciding question. Can you beat Mike and Woo? Kanye West themed. This famous rapper promised to quit the rap industry, the music industry as a whole, if Kanye West ever outsold him, meaning album-wise, that sort of thing. This famous rapper promised to quit the music industry if Kanye ever outsold him. Is the rapper 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, or Drake?
Ooh.
50 Cent,
ooh.
Snoop Dogg, or Drake?
Ooh.
I really do love playing this game. I thought I didn't,
this
but I do
tough.
Love it. This is fun.
This
I'm having
is
fun.
Tough.
I'm having fun today. Don't worry, we've talked about the election quite a bit, but this is a part of the election I don't think we've talked about enough. Kanye West. Let me know when you're locked in. The rapper that said he would leave the game, would leave the industry if Kanye ever outsold him. 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, or Drake, you locked in?
I'm locked in.
Okay. Norma, to take the lead, what do you think?
50 Cent.
Correct. Ooh, what did you say?
I said Snoop Dogg.
Game is over!
Darn.
Yes. Kanye outsold him. 1.1 million records sold. 50 Cent has yet to give us his retirement plan.
Wow.
Norma, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Hang on the line, we'll get all your information. And were you up late watching any election coverage?
I was, yes.
Okay, very good.
Too late, yep.
You know, you didn't have to. You were going to get all that election coverage this morning on Mike and Woo in the morning.
We're your election headquarters.
That's right. Norma, hang on the line, okay?
That
was fun.
All right, there you go. That was fun. That was really, really fun. All right, coming back here in just a little bit, we will have more election coverage, lots of breaking news.
Wow. Hey, happy birthday to my friend Maggie. Happy birthday, Maggie.
And happy birthday, Maggie. That's the other big news.
Why am I waving to her like she's in the room? Happy birthday, Maggie.
Maggie, do you see Woo Woo? You see her now?
No, Woo Woo. Waving to you.
Woo Woo. To the left of the radio a little bit. To the left. Now wave. Left. Now. She could see you now.
Yay.
Take us with you anywhere.
Anytime I'm not near a radio, I listen to radio.com.
At work, I listen to the radio.com app on my phone or on the computer.
Radio.com on Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com or wherever you stream. Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app.
All right, all right.
It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
How many times, Woo, do you think in your lifetime you'll ask someone for advice? You can just guess.
Oh, 24 times
24 times in your lifetime?
Yeah. I mean, what kind of advice? Like, are we talking...
Every day, anything. Anything. I'm talking the whole thing. Financial, relationship, career.
I mean, I need advice on what to wear.
That so it would be a lot. So a lot more than 24 times in a lifetime.
I mean, I didn't know if you were saying like major advice questions or like...
Any advice questions.
Okay, 1,000.
Okay, that's more like it, but you're way off. 6,000 times in your lifetime, according to this survey, you will ask people for help. And there's lots of different people that you will turn to. Mom being number one, okay? But they have it broken down according to the kind of advice. So let's say... You need relationship advice. Who do you think you would ask?
Me personally?
You personally, sure.
That's a good question. Probably a girlfriend.
Okay. All right. Well, friends is the number one answer. Thanks a lot, by the way.
mean,
as if I don't hear it every single day.
You're in that category.
I'm in the category of girlfriend?
Yeah.
That makes me feel so good. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Financial advice. Where do you go?
Ooh.
Come on. That's easy.
The butt doctor.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, you know, the answer here is dad, daddy, same thing. Yeah, because you go to your dad for that stuff.
Yeah, every now and again.
But daddy, you go to daddy. You had another D and a Y in there, too.
Okay, next question.
Okay. Career advice. Where would you go?
I talk with you a lot about our career.
Yeah, you better. If I were you, I would talk to somebody else because...
I know.
I don't know that it's working. No, it's working great. All right, but who else do you think?
Friends.
Okay, butt doctor would be the answer, though, for that one because partner and spouse. Cooking advice.
Ooh,
what do you ask question. About that?
Coincidentally, my girlfriend Maggie, whose birthday is today.
She's a great
She's
chef.
She's an excellent cook. Excellent.
Very good. It says here, mom, I just go to YouTube.
No.
She cooks like it's like 1958, your mom?
Like meatloaf.
Yeah, yeah.
Green beans out of the can.
That's all right. TV dinners.
I know.
Whoa, whoa. All right. Car advice. Where would you go?
Well, that's a heavy question.
Well, it is a heavy question. Your ex-husband used to work in the car industry,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I used to ask McCoy for car advice all the time.
Who do you ask now?
I mean, myself. I bought my own car.
Okay, very good.
I don't need no man.
Anthony Stanley. Shout out.
Tony. What Tony eats.
All right. Tech help. Who do you ask?
Tech help. Ernie, the engineer.
Yeah, if you don't have an engineer in your life, it's your partner or spouse, I would ask my kids. Parenting advice. Where do you go?
Glenn Doyle's Instagram page.
These are great answers. I like your answers better than the actual survey. Mom, you'd go to mom. Help buying a home or a new place. Who do you ask?
I'll go with the butt doctor again, I guess.
Oh, yeah, because he's got a big ass. Dad, you'd ask for that.
Oh, God.
Who do you ask?
Maybe my mom.
Yeah, mom is the number answer here. And then finally, fashion advice. Who do we talk to?
Girlfriends. Yeah, or you.
Yeah. I used to have to make really big life decisions. I think I'd probably involve the entire world.
Yeah.
You know, I would just go, well, what do I do? What do I think I should do? But at the end of the day, like what I've...
Keep it to yourself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. At the ripe young age of 43 years old, I have very select people I'd like to talk to about it, but I don't want an answer. I just want to talk. I just want to vent.
Ask this banana for advice.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah. I could talk to the banana, and the banana won't say anything back to me. Or just listen. Listen and maybe talk around it or out. Talk it out.
Well, it's tough because, you know, a lot of us, you need advice. You want to talk it out with friends, but you don't want them to judge you. So how many times have you been in a situation where you are seeking advice, but you're also embarrassed to ask for something because that person might judge you or send you the... I mean, you have to be... It's like my mom always says, you are your best advocate. You are your... You know, you look out for yourself.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you really do see who your friends are because the second you show a vulnerable side and you're asking, like saying, I really don't know the answer to this. I might need a little help. I might need a little guidance.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like most of the time, people are giving you the advice that works best for them.
Yes.
And not so much your own situation. So I'm really leery about asking anybody for advice. Again, I like to talk because I like to talk it out in my own in my own head. I like to get it out there. But then at the end of the day, I'll make my own decision. I won't make it based on anybody but myself.
I can say I've lived through it, though. I can say 110% I've lived through asking people for advice and those people giving me what they would do, and then we're talking to those people again.
Yeah, what works best for someone else, because the minute you make your decision, if somebody is that close to you and you're discussing a very personal matter, it will affect them in the slightest way. And oftentimes when it does, even in the little, like, comfortable and uncomfortable with change, even though it's in your life, and they'll give you the advice that best suits them. So it's good to talk to people, but don't take the advice wholeheartedly,
no,
I believe.
No. You know what?
What?
I usually just ask Alexa. Alexa, should I get divorced? Alexa, what should I feed my kids for dinner tonight?
I was going to answer the first question in Alexa voice, but I don't know. It would be the response that you know, you'd expect from Alexa.
Oh.
But yeah, it's okay to do too.
That's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, there you have it, everybody. That's an interesting. And if you want, leave a comment in the comment section, and you could tell us the thing that you ask advice about the most, and where you go, and who you talk to.
I like that. That was a really nice distraction.
From what?
The election.
Oh yeah, that's still going on, isn't it?
Yes.
I forgot about that. Who should I vote for? Oh, it's over.
Mornings with Mike and Woo Woo.
Hold it now.
94.9 The Point.
Here it is, 94 seconds, and then some. Here's Woo Woo with the news at 8:11.
Yes, good morning and happy day after election. It is currently 42 degrees in Portsmouth, 69 and sunny for your point forecast today. And the election results are slowly coming in. While our current president, Donald Trump, declared a victory over Joe Biden at 2 o'clock this morning, again, those votes are still being counted.
We were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good.
Something so close that you call like that at 2 o'clock in the morning is the equivalent to getting home from the club, drinking your face off and going, oh, I'm not going to have a hangover tomorrow. It's the same thing.
Well, where we stand right now.
You have to wait and see.
On the road to 270, where the race stands, 270 to win, Biden 224, Trump right now with 213. And let's hear from Joe Biden, by the way. Let's take a listen to hear what Joe Biden had to say last night.
Unprecedented early vote and a mail-in vote. That's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted. Every ballot is counted.
It always sounds like he's trying to tell us to get off his lawn.
Hey!
Get off my lawn! That's my lawn! Get out of here! That's what he sounds like. He's always yelling at us.
Well, we'll see what happens. Locally, Elaine Loria leads Scott Taylor in the second congressional district race. Elaine Loria leads.
Elaine Loria leads in the second congressional race.
I mean, that's what's coming behind you as I'm trying to speak. There's a giant crane coming into our parking lot.
Yeah, that's like, why massive. That's why I like the windows shut. You like them open. I like to leave them shut.
That was scary. It looked like a transformer.
It did.
Robots in disguise.
How do you know that? Were you a tomboy, woo-woo?
No, I wasn't.
Transformers.
Robots, and it honestly looked like a transformer was coming down the street.
I'm fascinated that you know what transformers are.
I had two older brothers.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah. They're like my age, so they're in that wheelhouse. Transformers and G.I. Joes.
We got to go move our cars, by the way. Okay, real quick, Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer leads challenger Jody Wagner 52% to 44% with 99% of districts reporting.
All right.
It's like a 17,000 difference, voter difference. In Portsmouth, Shannon Glover leads Danny Meeks in the race for mayor.
Yeah.
And in the city of Norfolk and the city of Portsmouth, both cities approved proposed casinos.
Okay, yeah. Actually, we do. We have to
go move
our cars.
Because they're putting in a new HVAC, and that's what the crane is here for.
For us?
What?
We're getting a new HVAC?
No, the building.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's good, right?
Like, not in our houses, like here.
No. That's what I meant. Yeah. Here, we need it.
Because that crane's going to block us in, and then we're going to have to stay here forever.
Yeah, I had to switch to clinical deodorant because of this place. It's always so hot. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to go move the cars.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Wow. So, I guess the building is getting a new air conditioning unit.
Yes, we are.
Which is good, because it gets really hot in this place, doesn't it?
It gets sweaty. Really, really hot and sweaty.
It gets sweaty in here. So we had to go outside and move our cars because the air conditioning people are in the building.
With like cranes, like they have a crane parked outside.
Yeah, they look like big file cabinets. They really do, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
I was like, man, are we upgrading or are we going backwards? What's going on here? So we walked in the front door. We usually park in the back. And as we walk in the front door, we see that Christmas has indeed blown up outside our doorway.
The lobby is decorated.
Yes.
What's going on? I have no idea. I guess Cindy, our fabulous business and operations manager, I mean, Cindy is the jack of all trades in this building.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy has decorated. She has put out the Christmas decorations. I mean, you walk in the front door of Intercom Norfolk, and there's green and red garland. There's twinkle Christmas lights.
Absolutely.
She even put out a menorah. There's a menorah.
She did it all.
So is it too soon to decorate for Christmas? I keep seeing these things on Instagram, like little memes that say, look, 2020 has been a rough year. You do you. If Christmas makes you happy, do what makes you happy.
Woo-woo.
I don't know.
Christmas is so far away that I'm trying to load Christmas music into the computer to play it. It won't even load.
Oh, my gosh.
It's still so far away. It's giving me nothing but Thanksgiving music.
Oh, stop.
I found this, though. Little Christmas jazz.
What do you think about decorating for Christmas right now?
I think it's a thing, like an internet thing right now. Like a funny internet thing that people are embracing. Because at midnight, she had like a couple of friends were hanging out with her for Halloween. And they were watching Halloween-related things. And then at midnight, they watched The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. And then they started watching Christmas movies. They're in. They're 100% in for Christmas. And I think people want to do it early because they want to get in that spirit early.
Yeah.
You know, they want to believe that Christmas is going to happen this year. And Christmas is going to happen no matter what. You know what? Christmas is really in your heart. Not anything you decorate, guys.
I'm going with too soon.
It's way too damn soon.
It's too soon.
I totally agree with you. When I walked into that, I was offended. I said, what about Thanksgiving? I was offended.
Well, I went into Target yesterday. And, you know, I get it. Walgreens and Rite Aid and all these, you know, Targets, whatever. They always pull out the decorations early.
Yeah.
But I walked into Target yesterday to try to find, because I like to decorate. I'm sure you guys know this, but like I like to hang a little garland on my mantle.
Mm.
So for Valentine's Day, for New Year's, for Halloween, I like to have a little garland hanging there. And I like to do a little decoration for the kids. I've got some pumpkins around the house. I took down all my Halloween decorations, but I went to Target yesterday to find a garland, like a turkey themed Be thankful Thanksgiving garland. Christmas done, thrown up all inside of Target.
It's wild, isn't it?
You walk in and that dollar bin to the right is nothing but Christmas. My son Miles was like, Mom, get a Christmas tree. I was like, it is November 3rd.
Yeah.
Slow your roll.
It'll die before Christmas. Yeah. Like all of our souls. Kid, relax a little bit.
I'm just going with it's too soon. I might put up the Christmas tree the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then keep it up, you know, maybe a week or two after the new year.
You know what I can get behind?
What's that?
I don't mind that the stuff is in the stores because it gives you an opportunity to kind of collect yourself and go, oh, yeah, that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could buy what you need, store it away, getting a head start. It doesn't mean you need to buy it and put it up immediately.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you need to buy the lights and make sure they're up.
I mean, look, on my computer right now, I literally have the website people.com pulled up. I'm reading an article about Christina Anstead filing for divorce from her husband, Ant. And then a Hallmark thing ad popped up.
Right.
Oh, and now look, here's a Starbucks ad. Make merry little moments. Starbucks, peppermint latte. What? You guys.
You know what I think happened? We canceled Thanksgiving.
I think we did.
Not us personally, but it's been canceled. Everything's canceled. But no, Christmas, we're ready. We're already there.
Oh, boy.
Well, good luck, everybody. And again, I don't mind the early preparations.
But you don't need to pull out the decorations now.
You can hang the Christmas lights, but don't plug them in. Not
too
yet.
Too soon.
Not yet.
It's too soon.
It's too soon. It's too soon.
It's like buying baby clothes when you don't know the sex of the baby yet. It's too soon. You got to wait to find out the sex. Yeah.
It's like talking trash about that uncle you hated after he died, but the day after. You know what I mean? That's exactly what it's like.
Too soon.
Got to wait at least 3 days for that. Talk about what a son of a you-know-what he was.
Too soon.
Don't plug the lights in. Don't do it.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning. 94.9.